So, your first sexual experience was with a woman?
All right, I was 15. It was my best friend, Ruth, and we got drunk on that hard cider. Oh. And then suddenly, I don't know, we were making out.
Tell it again. Seriously.
I mean, is that woman capable of talking about anything else but sex?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, earlier she was talking about geography.
Joey, she was listing the countries she's done it in.
Well, I think we all learned something.
Hey, you guys, look what I found. Look at this. That's my mom's writing. Look.
Me and Frank and Phoebe, graduation 1965.
Do you know what that means?
That you're actually 50?
No, no, that's not me, Phoebe. That's her pal, Phoebe. According to her high school yearbook, they were like BFF. Best friends forever.
Oh.
That's great. That's
so cool.
I know. So this woman probably could, like, has all kinds of stories about my parents. And she might even know, like, where my dad is. So I looked her up, and she lives out by the beach. So maybe this weekend we could go to the beach.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
we can.
Yeah.
Shoot, I can't go. I have to work.
That's too bad.
Oh, big fat bummer.
So great. Okay, tomorrow we're going to drive out to Montauk.
Hey, Bonnie had sex there.
A boyfriend again. Die an old maid.
You're not gonna die an old maid. Maybe an old spinster cook.
Thanks.
Hey, no, besides, worst comes to worst, I'll be your boyfriend.
Yeah, right.
Why is that so funny?
You made a joke, right? So I laughed.
A little too hard. What am I, not boyfriend material?
No, you're Chandler. You know, Chandler.
Okay, so we've established my name and hit me. But theoretically, you know, I mean, say we weren't friends. Say it's a blind date. I show up at your door and I'm like, hey, nice to meet you. Hey.
I'd probably be scared of the guy using a fake voice.
Hey.
Oh, wait. Oh, good. You bought food.
No, just my luggage.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey,
guys.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, I am having the best part of this week. First, I find this woman who knew my parents, and then my client with the fuzzy back gives me his beach house.
What about that bike messenger you hit?
Oh, I wasn't talking about his karma.
Hey, check out the hat.
Wait a minute, I know that hat. I was taken aboard that hat. They did experiments on me. I can't have children.
Seriously, where did you get the hat?
Russ gave it to me.
Oh, I think she looks good.
Oh, thank you.
Can we buy it for you, or... win it for you?
Well, excuse me, my fashion-impaired friends. I am here to tell you that hats are back.
And this time they've ganged up and formed one giant super hat.
Go, go, go!
Oh, yeah, now everybody wants to be under the hat!
Oi! What's with all this sand?
Oh, yeah, Bob Sender might be flood damaged.
Yeah, either that or he has a really big cat.
actual house. It has three beautiful bedrooms and no baths. But, you know, the ocean is right there. Well, I'm not that... hang on a second. Come in. All right, so think about it and call me back.
Are you Phoebe Abbott?
Yes.
Surprise, Phoebe Abbott. I'm your best friend's daughter.
You're Irwin's daughter?
No, I mean your old best friend. Here. Lily from high school, remember?
Oh, God. Lily. Yes, of course I remember Lily. And you must be...
Phoebe. Phoebe, yeah. She named me after you, I guess.
Uh-huh. Wow. Well, look, there's Frank.
Yeah, yes, that's my dad. That's Frank. Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm getting all flingy.
Oh, okay. Take it easy. If you want, there's cookies on the counter. Or sangria. I could make sangria.
No. I'm sorry. Cookies are good, thanks.
Oh.
Anyway, I've been looking for my father, and have you heard from him or seen him?
Oh no, I'm sorry. I guess I lost track of everybody after high school.
Oh. Okay. Well, so tell me everything about my parents. Everything.
Oh well, you know we were always together. In fact, the other kids had a nickname for the three of us.
Oh, what? What was it?
The three losers. Oh, poor Lily. Oh. You know, I heard about what happened. That must have been just terrible for you, losing your mother that way.
Yeah, no, it was great.
Hey, you know what a really good rainy day game is?
What?
I mean, naked game. Strip poker. We should totally play strip poker.
No. Are you crazy?
Come on. When you go away, you have to play. It's like a law.
All done.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next?
No. No way.
Come on, please. I'm bored. You let me do it once before.
Yeah, well, if that's the rule this weekend...
Yeah,
get away.
Just one. Take it like a man, Ron.
No.
Oh, come on.
Big bullies!
No. Oh, no.
Hey.
So how are we doing?
Bored. Hey, you know what? Naked card game's never boring.
No! So what's Phoebe like?
I'm kind, caring, and sweet. What's Monica like?
No, the other Phoebe, the one you went to go see.
Oh, I think she knows where my dad is.
What?
Cool. Really? Well, where is he?
She was pretending like she hasn't heard from him in years, but I found this picture on her fridge. And look, isn't this what he would look like now?
Totally familiar.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Well, why would she lie to you?
I don't know, but we're having dinner tomorrow night, so I figured she's going to tell me then. You know, maybe she just wanted to give him time to buy me presents. I don't know. So, you're all bored?
Oh, yes.
All right. I'm going to close my eyes and point to someone, and you, whoever I point to has to come up with something fun for us to do, and we have to do it.
Okay. All right. Fan out.
Okay. Ooh, you know, we could just do this.
Okay, we all have to play strip poker.
Oh, yes!
Strip Happy Days game?
Yeah, well, I couldn't find any cards, so it was either this or a strip bag of old knitting stuff.
Okay. Fonzie gives you two thumbs up. Collect two cool points. Yeah.
Well, if you get five cool points, you get to make someone take off one item of clothing. It hasn't happened yet, but we're all very excited.
Okay, come on. Daddy needs a new pair of electromagnetic microscopes for the prehistoric forensics department. Okay. Take Pinky Tuscadero up to Inspiration Point. Collect 3 cool points. Yeah. Which gives me 5. And let's see who is going to lose their clothes. I think I pick our strip poker sponsor, Mr. Joey Tribbiani.
All right, relax. It's just a shoe.
Okay, your band is playing at Arnold's. Collect 3 cool points. Which means I have 5, and that means I get Joey's boxers.
Fine. Gang up on me. I got you all right where I want you.
Come on, take them off.
Actually, you know, it's kind of cold, so how about I keep my boxers on and give you all a peek at the good stuff?
All right, I'm going to make more margaritas.
Well, hey, what are you doing, trying to get me drunk?
I'm just making margaritas.
I think I'll help her out. What is going on here?
What?
Are you painting his toenails?
Oh, come on.
Chasing him around the room?
Monica, please.
Yeah, he's totally flirting with you, too.
He is, isn't he? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just being here at the beach together, or I don't know, but it's like something... Hey!
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. My boss let me off early, so I took the train. Oh. What are you guys doing?
We're playing Strip Happy Days game.
Cool. I'll catch up.
So, you still don't think I'm boyfriend material?
Huh?
Saw you checking me out during the game last night.
You didn't even take off your pants.
Yeah, well, lucky for you.
What?
I don't know.
Well, is everybody else having just the best time?
Shh, Joey's asleep. After he passed out, we put the sand around him to keep him warm.
Well, I assume the happy couple isn't up yet. Did you guys hear them last night?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what they were doing, but at one point, sea turtles actually came up to the house.
Good morning.
Hey. How'd everybody sleep?
Oh, great. Like a log.
Us too.
I'm going for a walk.
Good morning. Nice breast, by the way.
Hey, what happened to you?
Oh, nothing. I just felt like hanging out here and reading.
The water was so great. We jumped off this pier and my suit came off.
Sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, Joey and Chandler sure are funny.
Oh.
I think I brought back half the beach in my hair. It was so much easier when I used to shave my head.
You know, I gotta tell you, I just loved your look when you were bald.
Really? Because I think about shaving it all off again sometimes.
Really? I mean, you definitely should do that.
You know what? I should do it.
Yeah.
You know what? Thank you, Rachel. You are so cool.
Oh, stop. Come on. Now, let's shave that head.
All right.
What's the matter, Phoebes?
She canceled. My namesake canceled on me.
What?
Yes, she claims she had to go out of town suddenly. She's avoiding me. She doesn't want to tell me where my father is. She knows, and she won't tell me.
Oh, Phoebes, that sucks.
Yeah, well, don't off Phoebes. That sucks me yet.
Where are you going?
Well, she's out of town, so there's got to be something in her house that tells me where my father is.
Phoebes, some people call it breaking and entering.
Well, are any of those people here?
Oh, no.
No, no.
Okay. Look, I'll do something nice, okay? I'll
fill her ice trays.
Hey, everybody.
Wow. Look what you did.
You want to touch it?
No, but it's great.
Come on, touch it.
Okay. You can feel all the bones in your skull. Hi.
Hi.
Just having a little chat with Bonnie, and guess what? She happened to bring up, you know, who was behind the whole head shaving idea. And now, who was it? Oh, that's right. It was you.
That was her idea. I just gave her a nudge.
She said you gave her the razor.
Hey. So, anyone up for a midnight dip in the ocean?
I'm good.
No, thanks. Okay, I'll see you in a bit.
Okay, have fun. Bye.
See, she doesn't look that bad.
You can see the moonlight bouncing off her head. What the hell were you thinking?
I don't know.
You don't know, Rach? You balded my girlfriend.
All right. Ross, do you think it's easy for me to see you with somebody else?
You know what? Hey, you're the one who ended it, remember?
Yeah, because I was mad at you, not because I stopped loving you.
You still love me?
No.
You still love me.
Yeah, so you love me.
No. What does this mean? Do you want to get back together?
Or? No. Maybe. I don't know. Ross. I still can't forgive you for what you did. But sometimes when I'm with you,
What?
I feel.
No! I don't care. I'm not playing one-on-one strip poker with you for practice.
But I made cards.
Good night. I'm going upstairs.
Night.
Want to play strip poker for practice?
Okay, look, I took this picture from your fridge, okay, because I know that this is my father. Yeah, this is Frank Buffet, and you were standing right there next to him. Now, look, I deserve to know where I came from, all right? So if you can help me find my father, then you should. Otherwise, you're just mean. So just tell me the truth.
All right. The man in that picture is Chuck Mangione.
My father is Chuck Mangione?
No, that's just Chuck Mangione. I sold him a house last year. And I'm very sorry, but I really don't know where your father is. And that's the truth. But, you're right. I think that a person should know where they come from. Which is why I, okay. I'm your mother. Huh? You know, I wanted to tell you yesterday, but I just... you know, I felt all floopy and...
I'm telling you, you guys are totally getting back together.
That's not true. She doesn't even know what she wants. Rachel's still mad about the whole thing.
Okay, well, then you gotta back away, all right? You don't need that kind of hurt. Take it from a guy who's never had a long-term relationship.
I know, but I really want to go up there and finish that kiss.
Hey! You guys, the water is great. You should really go in.
Oh, no thanks. I just had an M&M.
Okay. Well, good night.
Good night.
Don't be too long.
Okie dokie.
There is not one hair on that head.
Hey, it'll grow back, right? And she's really fun, and she's cool, and I'm finally moving on, you know? I mean, getting over Rachel was so... You know, I'm finally feeling sane again. And now if I go up there and I kiss her and... Oh God, I want to kiss her. And it doesn't work out, right? Do I really want to put myself through that again?
So let me get this straight. If you go with Bonnie tonight, you're doing the smart, healthy thing and moving on.
Yeah.
Right? And if you go with Rachel, Bonnie's free tonight?
Hi there.
That's that weird voice again.
Okay, let me try it again. You're gonna want to date this next guy, I swear. Okay, come on. Hi, I'm Dorf. Your date for the evening. Oh, come on, Dorf on dating? That's good stuff.